Where's my flying car? Is tremendous progress being made in transportation technology? Of course. But if you grew up on science fiction like I did, it's hard not to feel a little let down that we don't have all the cool stuff we've seen in the movies. I mean, it was thought that by now, people would be zooming through cities in flying cars, making short trips around town with jetpacks, and taking vacations on the moon, or even better, teleporting instantly from place to place. It's easy to be a bit disappointed with our progress, but humans have a long history of making predictions about travel that haven't come true, especially when it comes to flying. Leonardo da Vinci drew machines with wings like birds that he imagined we could use to fly with one day. And later, French artists imagined firefighters with wings flying to the top of a burning building to put out the flames. In 1951, the magazine Popular Mechanics predicted that many of us would soon have personal helicopters. They would hold two people, run on any kind of fuel, and fit in our garages. And then there are airships, which have fascinated people for centuries. At one time, it was believed that they would become a major form of transportation. The first airship was built in 1852. By the 1930s, they were carrying rich people across the Atlantic, and the future looked bright. But then there were a few deadly explosions, most famously the Hindenburg crash, and people lost interest in airships for good. Another failed experiment, at least so far, has been with supersonic airplanes, planes that fly faster than the speed of sound. When the Concorde jet came out in the late 1960s, it was widely expected that superfast planes would take over the airline industry. Everyone thought that we'd soon be flying from New York to Tokyo in 4 hours. But the flights were too expensive for most people and too loud to fly over cities. Because of these issues, supersonic flights soon lost their appeal. We're still waiting for those super-fast planes to come back. Maybe our ideas about flying have been somewhat unrealistic, but the travel predictions that have really failed are the ones that underestimated the impact of new technologies. In 1901, the writer H.G. Wells said that we would never have submarines because the people on them wouldn't be able to breathe. In 1903, a well-known businessman urged people not to invest in the Ford Motor Company. He said the automobile was just a fad and that the horse is here to stay. In 1920, the New York Times said that a rocket would never work in space, but 50 years later, we had put a man on the moon. Since we haven't yet achieved our sci-fi future, it may seem like our transportation technologies aren't going to change as much as they have in the past. But from looking at failed predictions, it should be clear that we need to be really careful about saying that things won't happen. Maybe you think that jetpacks won't ever become common, or that humans will never really live on Mars, but they might. The only thing we can really be sure of is that things are going to change, and that none of us knows exactly how. Personally, I'm still hoping for that flying car.